Coast, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Hola, amigos. It is hour one. It is Wednesday, June 5th. OTAs, week number three, coming to an end. Next week, it's minicamp. That's right, you Hoodacks. Get a chance to go out there and go check out your black and gold. See for yourself. Are we hyping up Teddy too much? Am I hyping up Chauncey Garner-Johnson? Am I hyping up? No, I don't know. Who else? I mean, look, just go out there for yourself. You can check it out, 11 to 115. Weather permitting, that's right, our resident meteorologist back in La Rose, Joey, you'll keep us abreast of the situation. The tropical moisture is coming from the Gulf through Texas. It's coming. There you go. There is your weather cast for hour number one. It's coming. It is coming. It's going to rain over the next couple of days. Be careful. Keep an eye out. We'll let you know if it's too much rain. So we got a fun show lined up for you. And I'll give you that info after Joey welcomes us officially to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is.
There it is. Sports Hangover. Hour number one presented by and brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. As always, words of wisdom.
Peace and happiness forever.
I say it every Wednesday, Joey. If people just follow those words, the world would be a happier place. Peace and happiness forever. Gus Kattengill with you at GCAT_17 is the way to follow over on Twitter. You can give us a call at 800-998-1003. I'm going to have a lot of fun with the show today as we got a special guest from out of town. So we got to make him feel welcomed. A, B, you're going to help him. He's here on work assignment. If you want to call that, coming to New Orleans on work assignment. So the phone lines are key. Twitter lines as well at ESPN Radio NOLA. We'll pass on that info. It has to do with, I don't know, you might have heard of him. Zion Williamson. It has to do with, you know, the team that questionably may draft him on June 20th, as we're counting down to the days, to draft Zion Williamson. So let's welcome in Jordan Kahn from The Ringer. Jordan, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great, Gus. Glad to be here.
Yeah, for sure. So you're in town to do a story, or I guess to just, I don't know, what part is it? Part four, part five? It's a bigger piece that has to center and focus around Zion.
Yeah, so I got assigned a few weeks ago to write about this guy, Zion Williamson, who it turns out everyone is talking about right now.
And it was the
idea behind the story is to piece together how this phenomenon, how this spectacle kind of came to be. And so I went to North Carolina, to South Carolina, to talk with people there about kind of piecing together the, all the attention and the hype that has come to kind of surround this guy everywhere he goes. And that was before the draft lottery. And then the night of the draft lottery comes, and it's a surprise to most everyone that it is New Orleans who gets that number one pick. Right. And so then the thinking is, well, go there and see how this city with this team that has had its struggles and had, you know, according to the national reputation, some trouble at times getting enough of a foothold here. See how this guy's potential arrival in this city could impact that franchise and to get kind of beneath some of the easy narratives that surround the franchise and surround the city and get to understand the fan base a bit more and get to understand all the dynamics that are here.
Well, let me applaud you just for what you just said, because it's an effort. You're making an effort to find out the real story, which is why I think today's show can be fun. 800-998-1003, and I tweeted it out there. This is your chance to tell your story to somebody outside of here that's making the effort to tell your story. And I mean that, Jordan, you and I have had conversations off the air. It's been an interesting couple of weeks since Bleep Yeah Night. That's how we like to refer to May 14th when Alvin Gentry went Bleep Yeah. He needs to put that on a shirt and market it. I mean, you know, Nick Nurse has the double ends for Toronto. Perfect. Bleep Yeah. Sell it. Put the bird logo on it. You know, that's fine. It's been frustrating. And I do believe that a lot of Pels fans, it's sort of, look, New Orleans is like this. We can bag on each other. It's rough when you hear it elsewhere, warranted or not. And we've talked about that. A lot of it has been warranted, and it hasn't been done right. I reference the day that AD requested a trade as the Great Awakening, the mother of all awakenings, right? And it was a moment that I have to imagine that Gail Benson, and again, I wasn't in the room, but I have to imagine if you're an owner of a company or just anybody, an individual, when you sit there and hear thanks but no thanks to $240 million guaranteed by a person that is your franchise player, by a person that you think you've done everything for and are, have been told by the people around you that everything is fine and that we're doing everything we can for him, there has to be that awakening, that moment of, wait, what? And then anybody would ask probably at some point the question, why? Why would someone say no to $240 million? What's wrong? What's wrong with my franchise? What's wrong with my, why? I thought everything was fine. You're telling me everything's going well. I mean, you know, I'm quoted in an article by saying we just need more time. So why? What happened? And I think it boils down to Jordan, and now as we've seen, and as we heard, you know, AD and others say, well, it needed to be run differently. It was second fiddle and all those things. And look, a lot of that, as I said, is warranted. Number one complaint by Pels fans, Pels media, it wasn't run properly. They had no idea how the NBA is sort of run. You obviously cover NBA and professional athletics. It's two completely different worlds, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the NBA fan consumes the league and in a way that is very interactive, that wants to get to know the personalities of the players, wants to go through different social media channels to kind of gobble up as much information as they can. They want to know the subtweets. They want to know the interpersonal drama. It's a sport, but it's also a soap opera at once, and that's how people consume it.
I showed you right at the top of the hour because I was talking about it. And again, I think the Hawks do a great job. It's called the Connect Us page, and every web page has this, right? Connect Us. It's only a phone number. You know, exactly. Or an address, yeah. Or, you know, it's the number. Yeah, exactly. It's the number no one really wants to pick up. The Hawks have Connect Us, and it has how to follow the Hawks on social media. It has it all, right? It has Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, Hawks Insider, which is a subscribed email, and you see the little Google thing. So it sends you daily updates to your email. Scroll down, and then it says how you can get the mobile app. Continue to scroll, and then it says social roster. Stay in touch with our players off the court. And it has every member of their roster and their social media accounts. Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever they have. You would never see that in the NFL. As a matter of fact, across the parking lot of the Pelicans organization, Sean Payton has put a thing in the locker room to where you can't use Twitter and Instagram during practice time. So it's two completely different worlds. And if you don't understand it on that basic premise, we're not even talking about business. We're not talking about, you know, how to attract players, how to pay. But if you can't start at that moment, you're going to have trouble.
Yeah, and I think that's particularly interesting with the specific player that we're talking about today. I mean, Zion Williamson is a unique creation of so many different things, among them just simple biology and his work ethic and so much else. But one of the things that he's a creation of is social media. He is perhaps the first kind of true phenom in this sport or perhaps in any sport who is fully made by social media. His star, LeBron James's star, rose because ESPN decided, oh, this guy's a really big deal. We need to descend upon his hometown and televise his games. Mm-hmm. Zion Williamson's star rose because he dunked on some people again and again and again, and it went viral on Instagram. And so you had teenagers who were kind of passing along these clips, and all of a sudden it kind of permeates the consciousness of everyone else. And so this is kind of the first, among the first true social media phenoms in sports, someone who has never known a life without it and who's never been consumed as a basketball player without social media kind of spreading what he does on the court.
Speaking with Jordan Kahn, at Jordan Kahn's way to follow him on Twitter. He's with the Ringers in town on assignment. Continuing to tell the story of Zion for a piece is coming in again. 800-998-1003. Pels fans, this is your chance. Somebody outside the area wants to write about the impact of Zion or what it's been like to be a Pels fan. Here it is. Here's your chance to actually tell somebody that's actually writing about us. You mentioned that, and that's where I want to go next, because you've gotten the opportunity to kind of piece together the Zion story from the beginning. Right now, currently, I just pulled it up on Instagram. 3.3 million followers. Instagram. On Twitter, it's getting there. At Zion W32, 324,000. But Instagram, again, which I think the younger kids use a lot more.
Absolutely.
3.3 million followers. That was before he got to Duke. It was 2 mil, I think, right? So
for a kid, it's crazy.
It's incredible when you think of that reach, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I've talked with some of his high school teammates, and they talked about going to their games at this small private school in South Carolina, and how they're used to getting, you know, a few dozen fans. It's parents, it's friends, it's pretty much nothing but that. And then over time, he started to do some things, and they're like, "Oh, whoa,
this is different. Some things, right?
This is different." Uh-huh. And then you saw the follower count start to rise, and then you saw some clips go crazy viral, and then the next thing you know, these are these 15, 16 year old kids. They're sitting in their locker room scrolling through Instagram, and there's Drake wearing one of their jerseys with Zion's name on the back of it, and it had to be crazy for him, and was crazy for people who were just on his team and around him to be in this small town in South Carolina and watch this player, your friend, your teammate, through social media become something unlike, you know, anything we've really seen in sports in terms of kind of the reach of what his phenomenon became in high school. And obviously it's only continued to grow, and you see, you know, Obama at his games at the Duke Carolina game. You see,
that's incredible.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
just,
right. But look, I'll just tell you from our standpoint, right? I mean, you kind of saw what was happening. You had a franchise that was coming off of a playoff series round win against Portland, the sweep. Then you face Golden State. It is what it is. But there was excitement about the upcoming season. And then there's Media Day, and it's, you know, this season. And look, if you follow politics remotely, you know all about talking points. And it just stood out to me. I'm like, these are talking points. There was already a little nervousness when you heard that AD had changed agents. It's Rich Paul. It's Clutch Sports. And I'm like, all right, let's relax. Let's, you know, he needs to be marketed because, again, back to how they didn't do it right. Not attached to any local companies. You didn't see him anywhere. He's not at the Smoothie Kings. He's not at, you know, your local Subways. He's not anywhere. You don't really see him anywhere. And I had gotten word that bothered his family, his dad. You see Breeze, you see Saints players, you don't see AD. Again, how much of that's the agent, but that's also not realization and failure to realize on the organization. I've made this statement in the past, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Jordan. AD had the potential to be bigger than Drew Breeze. And the reason I say that's because the NBA is a global game.
Absolutely.
I mean, Steph Marbury is Michael Jordan in China. And that's not ripping him, because the man did it. I mean, yeah. But he comes out with a new cereal and it sells out in instant, right?
There's a musical about his life over there.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. No one believes me. Go look at the 30 for 30. I mean, it's incredible. I was shocked. So my point is, it's a global game. You see the Euro leagues. You see a lot of success to the players coming in. South America, you name it. I mean, we're seeing what Toronto was like right now in these finals. It's a global brand. And if you promote it right, it's global. I mean, I've said before, like, with this kid, and I don't think it's going to be in the Pels' hands. I think the NBA is ready to market him globally. But if he does anything and becomes anything what a lot of people project him to be, he will be known globally. Drew Brees gets booed when he goes to another city.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a fact, right? What's the number one complaint of other cities when LeBron and the Lakers or the Cavs show up? Other jerseys being worn. Exactly,
team,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, look, we get it all the time here. You know, now starting lineup LeBron, and you see Laker jerseys at a Pels Lakers game. That's my point. It's almost like wrestling, where they can travel the country, and if you like them, you like them. If you hate them, you hate them. That's what's going to be. I think as an NBA superstar, your fans and your fan base come to see you when you're not playing at your home arena. That's something that very few NFL players have.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of I was recently in Oklahoma City for another story, and I was talking to the mayor there, and he was talking about, you know, this city, Oklahoma City, that's maybe similar in population to New Orleans, but has much less of a national and international profile than New Orleans. But the way in which the Thunder kind of put them on the map, not only nationally, but internationally, and how he has met, as mayor, he has met people coming to Oklahoma City from as far away as Japan. People who just decided that they loved the Thunder, they loved Russell Westbrook, maybe they loved KD when he was there, and it was their dream to travel to Oklahoma City from Japan to watch that team play.
That's incredible.
And that is the power and the reach that the NBA has.
Bingo.
In these smaller markets, you can all of a sudden develop, I mean, and New Orleans has this, obviously, in terms of an international reputation. Mm-hmm. You see the tourists here every single day. But it can give you even more reach and even, you know, can make people fall in love with your city from thousands and thousands and thousands of miles away. And I think a player like Zion Williamson, and you're right that AD had this potential as well here, Zion Williamson certainly has the potential to cement that here.
And look, and that's the thing. And you might get this week while you're here, and we're going to meet later on tonight and talk to you as well. Look, one of the things is this is football country. You know the South, right? I mean, people freak out about the spring game when it comes to college sports and LSU. They love their football, high school football. Look, there's a reason for it. The NFL draft this year, we did a draft show live over at Hooters, and we're sitting there, and I was amazed waiting for the Saints to pick that within the first, you know, 42, 35 picks of the second round, you had 4, 5, 6 Louisiana players. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it really honestly is. So they didn't all go to LSU, but they still, like, whether it's Bama or other schools, you know, they show their pictures or their celebrations. And in the upper left-hand corner, it's Springfield, Louisiana. It's, you know, Marrero, Louisiana. It's something Louisiana. And you're like, wow. So the reputation for football is earned. It's deserved. I get it. You know, LSU and college baseball, Omar. I get it. And I fought that the last 20 years here, really, even before the Hornets moved down here. But in 2002, 2003, look, it's basketball. Who cares about them? And you still get sometimes people, oh, well, they get arrested or they choke coaches. I'm like, that was 20 years ago. Sprewell and them. Yeah. I'm like, honestly, name the last superstar that's been arrested. Name the last superstar that's got in trouble. In the NFL, way more.
Absolutely.
So I think there was that misconception towards it. But at the end of the day, I think winning puts butts in seats. Information to get out there does it. And I think what's happened with this AD thing is a good thing. A, I've called it the awakening. You would never have David Griffin here if AD doesn't say he's out. Period, end of story. If he takes the extension, if Boogie doesn't blow his Achilles, who's playing tonight in game 3, Dell Demps is probably still here.
Yeah.
Who knows what's, I mean, that's just fact, right? So Trajan Langdon comes. David Griffin comes. The owner says, I need to wake up and we need to run this organization like we do with the Saints. $4.8 million going into the facility just in the health area there and treatment of injuries. They hire Aaron Nelson. I mean, it's night and day what's happened. So I'm excited from that standpoint because I think they're at least understanding it needs to be run a certain way. Now let's see if wins comes. If that happens, people are going to go to games. People are going to wear the gear and people are going to want to support them.
Yeah, and I guess that's kind of what I'm really interested to hear from people on and what I'm interested in exploring while I'm here is kind of even before everything that happened recently with AD, where does this team kind of fit in to the local scene? Who were the people who truly live and die with the Pels? And what are their hopes? What are their frustrations? What are their frustrations when it comes to maybe the national media and the portrayals of kind of the basketball culture here?
Mm-hmm.
And to what degree is the kind of this current dynamic where AD is probably on his way out and Zion Williamson is almost certainly on his way in, to what degree is that impacting thing? You know, I've already heard about, you know, settings where people get together and there's almost, no matter what time of year it is, it's all Saints talk. It's maybe a little LSU spring ball or recruiting talk. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize college baseball was such a big deal until getting here.
Right.
But hearing that some of those conversations are now more about the draft and free agency and the NBA.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
I'm curious to just hear more about, about where those conversations are taking place here.
Jordan, as we go to our first break, the thing that I love the most is we've popped up and grown hundreds of general managers in the last several weeks. Everyone has a suggestion as to what the trades are. Yesterday alone, it was two-team trades, three-team trades, take the Lakers. So people are more aware, and everyone now has a suggestion for David Griffin. We're speaking with Jordan Kahn from The Ringer. Give us a call, 800-998-1003. You've complained? I've complained. Here's a shot. Somebody outside New Orleans writing on Zion and Pels fans. You want to make your voices heard? Now's the time to do it. 800-998-1003. Also coming up at 1:15, Mark Berman talks Knicks. We'll see what's going on with the Knicks. And do we really want to give their pick to the 8th and 10th spot for the Hawks? Or they gladly would welcome AD. I would. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that coming up. Open show, plus the Saints Hall of Fame. The two newest members are being introduced coming up bottom of the hour. Jordan is over there now. He'll have that sound for us, plus some OTA talk coming up in hour three. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Common sense. It's missing in government today.
Big Mike Fazy. He's not a politician.
I'm Mike Fazy, and I care about our future. This community is made of talented, hardworking people who deserve more.
Big Mike Fazy, focused on finding solutions.
To grow our economy, improve schools, and tackle coastal erosion, we need new leaders who will say no to the good old boy system and just deliver results.
Big Mike Fazy, State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chazal is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychazal.com.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour number one brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. Jordan Kahn from The Ringer sitting in studio here for the first hour. He's in town to do a story about Zion possibly coming to the Pels, just overall kind of get the take and sense of the city. And it's not just pertaining to just basketball fans, because I saw you at practice yesterday at the OTA. Who are you there to talk to?
I was there yesterday talking to Cam Jordan. And talking to him, you know, he's someone who seems to have just embraced this city, and part of his embrace of this city is embracing the Pels, and he's outspoken in how much he loves that team. And I wanted to talk to him about kind of his feelings as a Pels fan, and he's obviously really, really excited about them having won the lottery. He talked about having watched it on his app and just kind of letting out a scream when he realized that they were actually going to get the first pick. But then also about what Zion should expect from the city. And his message was really kind of, you know, if you pour yourself into this city, the city will pour itself into you.
Wow.
And that there's, you know, you have to just fully embrace all that there is to offer here and fully embrace the culture and, kind of see yourself as part of the fabric of the city. And if you do that, the kind of the specialness of the love that this city can then return is, you know, is truly an amazing thing to experience as an athlete.
It's incredible he said that to you, because right before we go to Eric here, he's confirming what we all see and kind of believe. I've suggested, and we're trying to make this happen, honestly. We're thinking, what, the next day, Zion will be introduced on Friday. That evening, Cam Jordan, Alvin Kamara, throw in Michael Thomas, Lattimore, if Drew's in town, they need to take him to dinner. And it's not coaches. I don't want, you know, front office execs. It's them. Let them talk to them and get an understanding as to what you're talking about. Yesterday, they had the softball charity game, and you saw, you know, Chapa style gets, you know, played, and the team's playing, and they're dancing, and the fans. It's exactly what you're saying. If you do that, we'll love you.
Yeah.
Win or lose, we will love you. I mean, the love for the Saints, and people kind of forget outside the city. Well, they probably don't, because they don't remember it. 40-plus years of losing. I mean, paper bags happened with that franchise.
The Aints.
Exactly. So there you go. Winning, again, solves everything. 800-998-1003. Here's your chance to talk to somebody outside the area writing a story on the fan base, the love affair that an athlete can have with this fan base, as he just referenced Jordan did with Cam Jordan, and the expectation of maybe Zion and stuff. So if you want to call, here's your chance. Here's somebody from outside of here doing a story on us. Eric, what you got for us, man?
Hey, God bless you. Yeah, I was thinking about the local media. I'm from Ohio, and basketball was popular up there. So I just assumed basketball would be popular down here.
Mm-hmm.
But once arriving in New Orleans, I found out, you know, it was okay, but the popularity was not what I thought it would be. But over the last few years, the popularity has grown. I really appreciate our station here at ESPN, because you all really pushed the Pelicans. And I see that some of the other media, to me, they aren't up to speed on the NBA as they should be. But I think that once the media begins to get even more appreciative of the NBA, even more appreciative of Zion, then I think they will continue to push the NBA, push the Zion. And I think the fan base will, of course, be attracted to Zion. And I think that was evidence because, Gus, didn't they sell like 5,000 tickets?
Yeah, somewhere around 6,000. Do you have an updated number?
I don't have the exact number, yeah. But I know within 24 or 48 hours, yes, there was several thousand Zion tickets.
Yeah, the last I heard is anywhere close to about 6,000 ticket packages.
Wow.
Whatever, not just season tickets. You know, you have the weekends, you have, you know, Western Conference foes. You have all kinds of different packages that they have there. But bottom line,
right,
yes, I mean, tickets are moving. Because look, let's be honest. Season tickets are 41 nights. I mean, you know, not a lot of people can go in if you can afford 41 games. But it goes to just the level of interest that I think we want to see overall, Eric.
Exactly. Now, so I think, you know, NBA, I think New Orleans can definitely be a strong NBA city, which, of course, would spill over to the city and the fan base really appreciating Zion. So I think, if everything goes well and David Griffin and the owner runs the team as it should be, that, you know, Zion would definitely be appreciative of what he's going to see from the city of New Orleans as a fan base. And along with them winning, of course, I think things will work very well for Zion.
And, you know, speaking to the media dynamic, it's interesting. So I, like you said, Gus, yesterday was at Saints OTAs. And,
yeah,
you know, at one point we're standing there watching practice, and I look around and I counted the number of reporters there. And I think I counted 28. 28 reporters at an OTA.
OTA,
in June.
Baby. Right. That's right.
And
hey, they got to have multiple different ways of showing you just how much you can run with no pads, baby.
Right. We're just watching these guys.
Right.
You know,
you got nothing.
Going through drills.
I know. I hear you. I know.
Yeah.
Trust me.
And yet the place is packed. There's so much attention. And you know, the Pelicans are kind of famous for the fact that there's only been, you know, one full-time beat writer, I guess. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. But, and obviously there are other people that I'm sure cover the practices and the games besides just, a beat writer. But that gulf in the media attention is interesting. And yet, when I talk to people about the Pelicans, they seem really interested in talk. Like, people seem really eager kind of maybe there's a momentum from the fan base and from the media that want to kind of give this team a bit of a push here and kind of get the franchise to a place where right. it has more of a foothold here locally.
Yes, and maybe the media will follow the fan base. Again, I would just think the media would be on the Pelicans just because it is a major sport, being the NBA. So I was surprised the media, aside from this station, was to me sort of behind the times. So
I hear you. Thank you for the phone call, Eric. Appreciate it. 800-998-1003. What are the most frustrating things for me? Was constantly hearing that. I'm talking about from people that make decisions on coverage. To me personally, no one cares. You know, give the score. And I'm like, what? I'm like, because I grew up watching the game, though. I grew up watching the finals. Obviously, WGN's why I'm a Cubs fan, right? We saw the Bulls. We got to see Michael Jordan for free because WGN aired all of the Bulls games, aside from the Cubs games and stuff. So I grew up watching the NBA in my house. So I was excited, man, you know, when we got a franchise. And to the point that we were trying to make here in the opening segment, if there's an opportunity to have someone in Japan book a flight. I'm trying to get to my sister in Burlington. It's about $1,200 for three tickets. Think of somebody coming from Japan to catch a game because they want to see Zion play. Why wouldn't you as a community in a city embrace that sport that has the ability to do that when in this city we are pretty much built based on tourism? That's just a fact. So that's what I never understood. You don't have to be a great NBA fan. That's fine. Wear a cap. Make sure when you go to a bar or restaurant, the game's on TV. That's all you gotta do. Because if you do that, it's actually helping your city. It's actually helping you.
Yeah, and one thing I'm curious about is how much of that, you know, the fact that the shrugging the shoulders, the saying no one cares, is that just the entrenched, like, long-standing culture of football being king? And that it just takes time. Yeah. It just takes time to chip away at football's dominance.
We'll talk about that when we come back out of this break. I think it's lack of knowledge. Lack of interest, lack of knowledge, and also lack of understanding. Just because you don't care about it doesn't mean you don't. I'll bring up a key example when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover. Jordan Kahn from The Ringer sitting in hour number 1-800-998-1003. If you'd like to give your thoughts, feel free. That's what he's here for. He wants to hear him. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
With Donlin Construction, are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Nothing's worse than heat trapping sheets that make it impossible to get to sleep. That's why you need Sheeks. Sheeks breathe 10 times better than traditional cotton sheets to keep you cool. They wick away moisture 3 times more than traditional cotton sheets to keep you dry, ensuring a deeper, more restorative night's sleep. Visit trysheeks.com/Stephen A to get 25% off your purchase plus shipping, a bonus pair of pillowcases, and a 30-night risk-free guarantee. That's trysheeks.com/Stephen A.
Looking to build a deck? Think Trex is out of your price range? Well, now you should take a second look at the number one name in outdoor living. Because the latest deck from Trex is engineered for the DIYer and priced to put the pressure on treated lumber. Plus, it comes with a 25-year fade and stain warranty. And that's something wood can't promise. Find Trex on shelves at the Home Depot and bring home the number one name in outdoor living.
If you've been in an auto accident, even if you weren't injured, you've probably been contacted by someone urging you to go to a certain medical facility or a certain attorney to seek money from an insurance company. Auto insurance companies pay billions of dollars in medical claims each year, and they are a target for fraudsters who shop for accident victims who may or may not need treatment. They want your insurance information so they can bill for unnecessary visits and treatments that you may never receive. All of this adds up to higher insurance premiums for all of us. Insurance fraud is something you don't want to be involved in. There are ways you can protect yourself. If you're involved in an accident, talk to your insurance company first. Don't provide your insurance or personal information to someone that solicits you or tries to refer you. If you are injured, only deal with legitimate medical professionals and facilities. If you suspect medical fraud, call us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Talked about the differences. Jordan Kahn from The Ringer sitting in with us, 800-998-1003, between the NFL and the NBA. Brian Windhorst tweeted this yesterday. I meant to bring it up on the show. So it's back, right? Ref watch party. NBA referees, real-time interaction for Game 3 of the finals tonight. For the first time, they will tweet out camera angles not available to TV broadcasts via the replay center. At official NBA refs, the Twitter handle, go follow them, you can see it. And then you hashtag your questions or comments, ref watch party. You might have heard of the no call, Jordan.
I've heard a thing or two about
yeah,
it. Yeah,
yeah, you might have heard of that. We couldn't get the commissioner to comment on that. The NBA is inviting you to tweet your disapproval, which will absolutely happen in the first minute of the NBA Game 3 tonight. I mean, it's going to happen, right? That's not a foul. That's a travel. How great is that, though? They're going to be sitting there in the replay center, you know, in Jersey, and just, here's an angle, you know, and seeing what they're seeing. I love it. It goes to what you and I would talk about during the break that we'll bring up here. It's about knowledge.
Absolutely.
And here's the game. And let's be honest, we just talked about yesterday about the poor kid in Louisville getting tossed for four games for saying that's horrible to a home plate umpire. Yet wow. The NBA is going, please come watch it. We're going to be transparent with our calls.
Because I think the NBA realizes that that's part of being a sports fan. It's part of, I don't know if you want to say the enjoyment, but at least the release and the right. catharsis that can come from being really into sports is getting to scream at a ref, getting to second guess decisions, whether they're made by coaches or by players or by referees.
Right.
And, you know, the no call is obviously a painful memory for everyone here, but that is part of the experience of consuming sports, and you can't just pretend that it's not. And the NBA just kind of is leaning into that.
Right.
That's what that says to me.
It's remarkable when you think about it, because if they do make a bad call, they're going to say, yeah, okay, it's a bad call. But at least people will know. And again, it's just, I applaud them for that. I love, again, it's two different leagues, man. One is so viewer and fan friendly. Adam Silver says it. There's a promo on it. We are our fans. Bottom line, all these guys, they want shoe deals. Why do these kids want to get their shoe deals? Well, who's buying your shoe? Fans.
Absolutely.
So they market their players because they know it's a way they can make their money. Players, go on social media. We talked about Zion, and I want to get a little bit more into the background since you had so much experience in that. But I said before the break, there's a sport that reminds me, I think, of why people should look at basketball in a certain way. If you're not a basketball fan, I didn't grow up playing soccer. I don't have any friends that grew up playing soccer, essentially. A couple years ago, our producer, huge soccer fan, right? I mean, he has the jerseys, he brings a soccer ball in the studio, and he plays. He's a huge soccer fan. He's the guy who wakes up at 6 in the morning to watch a Premier League game, right? So during the World Cup, I'm like, look, we're a sports show. Let's talk about the World Cup in the U.S. So we watch. We went to watch parties where we're going to go tonight. We had a watch party there at Tracy's. All that fun. And I got a little bit more into it. I went this past Saturday and watched the Champions League. I do not know who Liverpool's coach is. I don't know anything about Tottenham other than the funny skit, you know, from the SNL guy.
Jason Sudeikis.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where he's like, you know, Tottenham's no playoffs. What's the point? I mean, that's great, but that's how I remember Tottenham. I couldn't even tell you where it is, but I could appreciate the importance of that game. You may not care about soccer. You may think it's a terrible sport. Jordan? It's the number one sport in the world.
Absolutely.
Period, end of story.
Clearly, yeah. A lot of people disagree with you if you feel that way.
Period, end of story. So, again, you may not care about basketball. You may think it's not. I hear you. It's a global game, and that's why I went to that initial point. Keep in mind, you may have a player here, and if the organization does it right, you may have a player that can promote your city globally. You may not care for it, but that's what is the possibility.
You know, and that speaks to a couple things that come up for me. So one is, so I live in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So also in the South, also a place where football is king. And, you know, we're kind of like at the hub of a lot of SEC country, a lot of people from Alabama, a lot of people from Georgia. And then obviously there are plenty of Vols fans there as well. Vanderbilt, not so much, but in that city over the last few years,
Predators. It's
all Predators. Mm-hmm. It's all anyone cares about. And the Titans have a big fan base, certainly, but the Predators have a cool factor in that city. They're the team that the young people actually care about. They're the team that feels more a part of the community than the Titans do. And you would never think that hockey would work in Nashville, Tennessee, ever.
Right.
And I think what you've seen there is that sometimes knowledge follows enthusiasm, and it first becomes this thing where, oh, people are excited because this team is doing well and they want to watch them play. And then over time you develop that knowledge. And yeah, and I think that can happen with any sport. And then another thing is Zion Williamson. If there is any player who you do not have to know a thing about basketball to actually appreciate, it is this guy. You watch him on the floor and he does things that no human on the planet can do. And you just know, like, even if you were an alien who came to this earth, who had never seen the sport of basketball played ever before, and you watch what he does, you think, oh, I am watching something amazing. I'm watching something special.
I don't know if this is the right term. I'm almost positive, right? In the marketing world, cross marketability.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, like, I think of an athlete like that, and the first one that pops in my head is Tiger. My wife never watches golf. She doesn't. Yeah. She wouldn't know the difference between a birdie and a bogey. She doesn't. Married to a sports guy. She wouldn't. Masters Sunday, right? Now it's the weekend before Easter and all that stuff. So I'm thinking Sunday afternoon I need to be free. So I promise we're going to go get my son's Easter outfit in the morning and all that. Well, they moved it, right? So I'm at the mall lakeside down the street. And I am one of many people walking around with their phones, watching it live. So there's a little play area for kids. He's in there. My wife walks over there, and she's asking me about Tiger. Is he still in the lead? Is he winning? That's my point, though, right? You don't have to follow golf. You don't. Everyone knows who that is. Again, we don't know if that's going to be him, but he has that potential. That's why there's so much excitement. That's why the NBA can't wait to see what happens with this kid. Because if that happens, it's not just New Orleanians. You're never again are going to have to worry about whether or not New Orleans loves their player or not, because everywhere outside this area is going to be paying attention.
Yeah, and I think Zion is just, he's one of those players who you can appreciate no matter how you're consuming his play. So mm-hmm. if you're a basketball nerd who is obsessing over the way that he can kind of switch 1 through 5 on defense, then you're going to love watching him do that. If you're someone who never watches a full basketball game and only sees a clip come across your timeline on Twitter or Instagram, you're going to see something amazing, and you're going to see something that you've never seen before. And so no matter who you are, you can gravitate to him.
Who is Zion as a person? And a family. I hear a lot about, I mean, obviously, we got to, I guess, hear his stepdad a couple weeks ago at our sister station, 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge, and an off the bench talk about, look, we make decisions as a family. We heard that a lot when he got injured at Duke. But when you went there and talked to the community, what kind of player and family is the New Orleans community getting?
You know, it's,
or person, rather.
I can't find someone who says a negative word about him. Like everyone,
that's remarkable when you think about. Look, people get jealous now, and he's not that good over hype.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and you know, of course, he's a kid, and he has many years to go, and everyone eventually gets to a level of scrutiny where you're going to find flaws, mm-hmm. but. At this moment in time, everyone you talk to just raves about him. His teammates from high school talk about how, you know, he just felt like one of the guys. The people who covered him back then talk about him. He's one of those players who stays after and signs every single autograph, takes every single picture. I talked to the student newspaper editor at Duke who just said that every single person on that campus has one story of a small encounter with Zion.
That's incredible.
Where he just comes across as just this incredibly likable guy. I talked to UNC fans who talked about how frustrating it was that Duke had this player who they wanted to hate so badly, and they would look for flaws, for ways in which you could see that he's a jerk or he's entitled, and they just couldn't find it. He seems like he's the whole total package.
That's incredible when you look at it from that perspective. In that I sit there and think about it. May 14th happens, and after I stopped yelling and my poor kid thought something was wrong, seriously, Jody's like, "Daddy, okay?" I'm like, "Yes, I'm fine." My wife's screaming at me. I'm scaring him. Like, we just bleeping got Zion. I had my moment of just sitting here and thinking what it meant. And I'm trying to think. I don't know how old you are. I'm 43.
34.
Okay. So in our lives, I'm trying to think how much impact I've had. Okay. I have a son. To him, I'm dad. I'm the world right now and the moon and all that other stuff. Great. To my wife, I'm her husband. So I have some impact to them. And yes, I directly impact, I guess, our style of living, what have you, or help that. I can't remotely imagine being 18. I don't know when he turns 19. And knowing the impact he has on thousands of people. You saw the video of the sales staff for the Pelicans.
Yeah.
David Griffin, his life is going to be changed. Alvin Gentry, his life's going to be changed one way or another. When are you gone, right? I mean, just marketing-wise, people that do the game day books, the T-shirts, the towels at games. I mean, he is directly affecting economy. Economy.
Absolutely.
Tickets being sold. Concessions. I mean, economy. Nationally televised games. Those economy. I can't think of somebody that young really since LeBron that affected economy that way. It's going to affect my job. Yeah. It's going to affect your job. I mean, you're here because of that. So you bought a flight. You're Ubering. I mean, it's incredible. When you think of that, it's almost mind-boggling. It could be a lot, man. And that's why I think it's important that he has that kind of family structure, because I'm overwhelmed thinking of the impact that he will have on so many people, and he hadn't dribbled yet in the NBA.
Yeah, it's a lot to handle, and if you're him, you probably can't try to keep yourself from even trying to think about it. But yeah, you talked about the Pelicans ticket reps, whose their lives are changed by the fact that he is coming here. You talk about the shoe bidding war is obviously underway, and there are companies in China who are trying to really throw their hats in the ring and go all out to sign him. And because they think it can be a game changer, and they are in China, not even competing with Nike and Adidas. It's, the journalists who cover him, he can transform their careers. I talked to someone whose job it was to record all of his games to upload them to Instagram, just the highlights, who moved to Charlotte to be closer to Zion while he was in high school just to record his games.
So I'm getting at it. It's incredible when you think about that. I mean, when you start looking at it like that and connecting the dots, I keep trying to tell people here, I don't think y'all know what's coming. I mean, it's
a phenomenon.
It's
something unlike we've seen since LeBron, and in many ways different, and I don't know if it'll be bigger than LeBron, but certainly a more kind of modern day version of what Cleveland got in LeBron back in 2003.
Wow. Sports Hangover continues. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next hour, we're going to speak with Mark Berman. Covers the Knicks. We'll talk about the latest, what's going on in New York. Kenny Farrow, 130, is a friendly tonight. USA and Jamaica. And Ali Castle from the Bird Rights. She's going to talk a little on the NBA game finals number 3 tonight. That sounded... I could have done that a lot
better. We understood.
You know what I'm talking about. Game 3 of the NBA Finals. We'll preview that. There it is. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you have a cute little reading nook for those rainy days when you want to curl up with a good book, but you don't even read, so you just sit in there during thunderstorms and scroll through memes on your phone and laugh in the darkness. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the dark, meme-filled corner you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Napa Know-How.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM.
Napa Know-How.
It's the 4th Annual Bud and Burgers Championship, co-hosted by the Rotary Clubs of Houma Sunrise and Houma Terrebonne. Let's see who can put the best taste of the bayou in a burger. Could that be you? Join ESPN 100.3 FM as we broadcast live from 4 till 6 at Southbound's Bouquet Pavilion. There's over 36 competitors for King of Burgers. So join us Saturday, June 15th at the Budweiser Bud and Burgers Championship, 4 till 10 p.m. Proceeds to benefit both Rotary Clubs.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
That's a good one. So, Jordan Kahn here from The Ringer at Jordan Kahn's way to follow him on Twitter at The Ringer as well. If you'd like to chime in, 800-998-1003. If you're a Pels fan or just a New Orleanian and you love your sports, he asked it. Go ahead.
What I want to know is what people nationally get wrong about this city, and specifically about this city as a basketball city and as an NBA city. What do we not understand when we look at New Orleans from afar?
That's a good question, because I think it's easy to get upset. I think it's easy to say, well, they got that wrong. What specifically bothers you? Because again, if you can sit there and say we didn't take them seriously, that's kind of true. Right? Well, they don't support it. Well, it's kind of true. But again, I always say winning and losing. I hear you, but it's to your point, you know, what exactly, I guess, irks you? Robert, thanks for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003. What you got?
Hey, fellas. If I'm, and it's leaking out that AD still wants out, if I'm David Griffin, I don't waste anybody. I call Danny Ainge right now. I know he's ready to do a deal, and I would get Brown and Tatum and Marcus Smart and those two mid first round picks at Davis right now, and I'd give him an incentive. I know they can't do it till July 1st, but I would give him an incentive to make this deal. And if AD comes and it falls apart on the Celtics, Because Kyrie don't come or AD's a 1 year rental, we'll give my number one next year. I mean, who cares about that? I mean, we'll give him a little incentive to give my number one just to make him feel good that even if AD leaves in a year, they got something out of it. Because if you look at it, if the Saints only re-signed, I'm not saying, the Pelicans only re-signed their two players that we still want, Peyton and Randall, because I think John Randall is a steal. Mm-hmm. Okay. If we sign those two guys, just think, we could be sitting there with Marcus Smart and Holiday up front. You're going to have Jason Tatum, Zion, and Okafor starting. And then you're going to come off the bench with a starting point guard and Peyton, a starting power forward and Randall, and Jason Brown, which is a pretty good second guard. And you've got two mid-first-round picks from the Celtics that if you are good enough, you should be able to get, if not starters, at least pieces to come off your bench. Now, you're telling me you would have a pretty damn good starting five, and then you would have another, I won't say starting five, but you have assets that you're coming off that bench that could actually scare a team. I mean, a move like that would put the Pelicans, you know, no, I'm not going to say they're going to put them up in the top two or three teams, but it's going to put them relevant. Is going to put him relevant quick. And if Zion is what everybody says he is, Anthony Davis is going to be forgotten in a heartbeat. And the main reason, you just got nothing but young players from the Celtics, and you sent Anthony Davis and kept whoever else he can pull to the Celtics away from the West. It's a total win-win situation, Buzz, and I would do it today, not tomorrow, today. Forget the Lakers, forget the Knicks. They don't have enough. You need to purge the Celtics right now, and I do it right now.
All right, thank you, Robert. Appreciate the phone call. See, told you. It's general managers everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's when you know you're really arriving as a basketball city, when everyone has their preferred trade. And, you know, I think that kind of speaks to something that's potentially exciting for the Pelicans, is whatever the deal is, ultimately, when the deal for AD gets done. There's something about being able to kind of build a culture from scratch that I think matters on the floor, but also matters in the city and in the fan base. I'm originally from Atlanta. It's funny you mentioned the Hawks earlier. I'm a Hawks fan.
Okay.
This year with Trae Young and John Collins and Kevin Huerter and those guys was the most fun I have had watching the Hawks play in years. And they won 60 games just a few seasons ago. There's something about when you have young talent and you are watching it kind of grow together before your eyes. And the Pels have that chance with whatever deal gets done. They have that chance to surround Zion with a lot of young players that are going to be really exciting.
Seattle, before they lost their team, you remember who they drafted, those three?
Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook,
James Harden, when they got to OKC. And you got to watch them kind of grow. Golden State, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. It's exactly what you're saying. Why do people love this current rendition of the New Orleans Saints? Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, you know, Jordan's a little older, but Marshawn Lattimore. This injection of youth that's happened over the last 2 to 3 years has people going, man, it's going to stink when we lose Breeze. It is. 5 years ago, it was, we won't win a game. When Breeze retires, it's done. It's over. We're not. No one thinks, I think, in the city that New Orleans will not be a playoff contending team when Drew Breeze retires. That's a massive change. But it's based off of what you're kind of getting at. Young players that build a foundation, a piece that you can sort of see rise and kind of get going.
Yeah, there's an energy that comes from youth. And there's when you feel like you have a front office that has a plan. That is not just kind of, I mean, the way it's viewed with AD is that they were just kind of blindly trying to put pieces around him. Like, 100%. Please don't leave us. Please don't leave us. Please don't leave us. But when you have a front office that you feel like actually is building something and has a plan and sees several years into the future, there's nothing more exciting as a fan.
I agree. 100%. Jordan Kahn, you're going to stick around here. If you can, for one more segment before we start going to a bunch of breaks, our guest here. Cause I kind of want to touch on some of the other things that maybe you might have learned here as well. And you're going to be here through the week, so people can tweet at you their thoughts as well. Lee, you got about 60 seconds before the top of the hour. Go.
Hey, I'm sorry about that, because I started eating because Joey told me we were going to break. I wanted to comment.
Hold on, Lee. I just got the 45-second mark. So just hold on, because I want to give you your time and your chance to talk to Jordan here, and then we'll pick you up at the top of the hour. Jordan, when you come back, though, you know, we can touch a little bit more on your question and give you at least one more segment. What is it? Because Saul has written me a couple of things on Twitter, so I want to pass that along to you as well. So if you can't call, go ahead and tweet. Rusty has something as well. So we'll get into all of that because I hadn't been looking at Twitter. 800-998-1003. His name is Jordan Kahn. He's with the Ringer. He's in town. Want to get the Pels and New Orleans take on possibly getting Zion. He's been covering him. He's going to write a piece on that. Let's talk to Cam Jordan about the love affair. Kind of maybe rehash that for some people at the top of the hour as well. We'll do that when we come back. Hour one has been brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. Hour two next on ESPN New Orleans.